Like most folks, I enjoy a good love story. This is a double love story. This week, I'm talking to Steve Paragas, a Massachusetts boy who fell in love with his wife, Nancy, and the boundary waters outside of Ely in the same summer. They currently own Paragas Outfitters in Ely.
My dad was a draftsman at a plant that made precision tools, Sterrett Tool Company in Massachusetts. But he didn't let go with just one job, so he ran a boat store as a retailer, sold outboard motors and everything from chainsaws to lawnmowers. And I was a retail kid from the time I was about eight. You know, guys would come in about 8:30 on Sunday morning, knock on our door because our house was right there by our store, and say, I need a part for my chainsaw. So my parents were sleeping. I'd take them over to the store and find this part in those big books of chainsaw parts. And
Steve graduated with a biology degree from Boston College and then went on to grad school at the University of New Hampshire.
And that's really how we got to Ely, is because we had a job offer from my major professor, who was a limnologist, and he said, I got a job out in Ely, Minnesota, if anybody's interested. And lo and behold, Nancy and I didn't know Nancy that well, but we both applied for this job, and Dr. Haney talked to the EPA and said, you need two people, not one. So they hired both of us to come out here in 1975.
No,
yeah,
kidding.
So we spent a summer here, and we fell in love with Ely, and you know, we went back home, we got married, we came back to Ely for another season of doing that.
He and Nancy were testing the lake, not fishing it. They were using radioactive radioisotopes.
So we were wearing, white hats and white coats, and we had a big symbol on the side of our boat that was a nuclear radioactive symbol. So, and while we're out there, we got this line over the side, you know, it looked like we're fishing almost, and a conservation officer came up and wanted to see our fishing licenses. No, you don't get too close, you know. That's why we're wearing rubber gloves, because we're using a radioisotope here that's, you know, that'll make you hot if you get too close to it.
During that first summer in Ely, they took their first canoe trip.
And we didn't know how to portage, because in New England nobody portages. You know, it's not voyageur country. So we carried the canoe upright on our shoulders the first trip down into Hegman, and we saw somebody coming back up the portage with this thing upside down on his head. And I said, "Well, how do you do that?" He said, "Well, there's a yoke, and there's a yoke in the middle of the canoe and a yoke pad, so you can carry the canoe." So I called my dad back in New England, and I said, "Grumman makes something called a yoke." And he said, my dad said, "Well, I've had one of those here for 25 years in the store. Nobody's ever bought it. So I'll send it to you."
I met Steve in the back area of the store. They call that place the campsite. There are huge maps on the wall, and I'm sure a lot of adventures have begun right there.
Well, we started this business in 79. Actually, what I started doing was selling wood stoves, because we had a little house that we had purchased over on Chapman Street here in town. So we said, buy three stoves and sell two, and that's how I started in retail, selling wood stoves. And it was actually a year later when a fellow from Arkansas came through here with a line of canoes that he was looking for a dealer, that we became an outdoor store.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Steve Paragas, a Northwoods outfitter and retailer in Ely, Minnesota. Paragas Northwoods Company is a well-stocked outdoors store, but they also offer guided tours and help the voyagers get outfitted to go into the boundary waters. Like his wood stoves, the store began when they bought two canoes, one for them and one to sell.
In the 60s, in the 50s, even further back, there had been canoe outfitters around Ely and around Grand Marais and up the Gunflint Trail. Have been doing this business for really since the 20s, you know, when the trains came to town. That's how you got here, to go on a wilderness adventure back as early as the 20s. But that they were using heavy equipment, carrying canned food and wood canvas canoes. that would get heavier every day you were out, and then it became aluminum canoes, which was a, you know, a great invention and really an upgrade, but still 70 or 80 pounds. And then so just in the canoe sphere of things, going from all of those heavyweight canoes to canoes that are even less than 40 pounds now, made of Kevlar, that are, you know, this almost this bulletproof material that you can have very thin and still durable.
The store is located in one of Ely's original buildings, built in the 1890s.
Well, it's, you know, the Boundary Waters has a long history going way back to President Teddy Roosevelt and back in 1904, something like that, even before that, actually. But, you know, it was set aside as a roadless area way back, and so he kind of prevented all this land from getting sold off. And it was preserved as federal land. But 1964, which you bring up, is the anniversary of, or is the date of the original Wilderness Act in Congress, signed by Lyndon Johnson. And it was it made not just the Boundary Waters, but nine other areas in the country were the original wilderness. This is a 1.1 million acres set aside.
Steve and Nancy did not settle in Ely just to sell goods and run a store. They've taken on a stewardship role for these beautiful lakes and forests.
Just down the road is Fall Lake, in the beginning of really the closest place to the Boundary Waters, to downtown Ely, which is only 5 or 6 miles away. Mm-hmm. Yep, the rest of it's 1.1 acres of beautiful lakes and 1,000 lakes, and combined with the Quetico, which is the Canadian park to the north, over 2 million acres. If something ever did pollute the Boundary Waters, it spreads quick. You know, that's because the water is all connected. So that's why we work hard these days to keep copper nickel mining out of this watershed. That's very important to us. It's our business. It's our livelihood. It's our daughter's livelihood, you know, and the future generations that depend on pure, clean water are very, very, very much threatened.
The Forest Service reports that 150,000 people come to the Boundary Waters each year to canoe or do day trips. Paragus Northwood Stores also publishes a catalog that goes out to over 500,000 people around the country. Business is good in the Northwoods. Steve and Nancy employ about 20 people and their daughter Ellie, who also works with them.
Everything changes, though, doesn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing stays the same, really. I mean, that's good, because we get advancements in every area of life, I think, over time. Sometimes it takes up, you know, it's hard for some of us old guys like you and me to adapt to some of these technological advances, right?
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.